I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, a Georgia gas station owner got a little carried away with the lower gas prices we've seen this summer. Man, I saw some gas prices in the Midwest that were just about $2 a gallon, just over $2 a gallon.
I thought I saw something like Cleveland. They said it was under $2.
Yeah, there are parts in the South where it's in the 190s and 180s right now. Well, this guy, that wasn't good enough for him in Georgia. 190s, 180s, let's take this all the way down to 99 cents a gallon on the 4th of July for a limited time only. That's what this gas station owner wanted to do. The sale was supposed to start at 3 o'clock on the 4th, but customers started lining up a couple hours ahead of time. So then he decided to move the sale up to 2:30. That led to a big jam up of traffic, and tempers flared and honking horns and people yelling at each other. But this customer here went away happy.
I'm doing here today because you got a 99 cent special, and I'm trying to fill up everything I got because it was so cheap. I ain't seen this since 1994.
He says 1994. We'll take his word on that.
Yeah.
It was $1.09 if you paid with a credit card or debit card, so that led to some confusion and some people complaining. Who's complaining over $1.09 a gallon? Geez, so what? You know, you're still getting it at a great price. Police were called to direct traffic. The sale ended up getting shut down at 4 o'clock. Said the owner when it was all done, "We ain't doing this again." It was a mess.
Imagine. You know what you don't want to do? You don't want to stay out getting hammered all night long in Mexico and then whip your junk out in public. Like this guy, a 40-year-old American tourist named Cal Monzon. He was in Cancun this past weekend, and around 6 in the morning, he had to go to the bathroom. And he drunkenly wandered into a lagoon to pee. He's up at 6 in the morning, and he's completely trashed. "I'm going to wander out in the water and pee." And well, he walked into the water, and that's where the crocodile met him. Attacked him. He survived, but the croc bit off half of one of his arms. He was rushed, so he must have been shaking it with the other hand or something. But he rushed to the hospital where the rest of his arm had to be amputated, according to Newsweek. Drunk, peeing in a lagoon in Cancun. Careful out there. Yeah. There's so many things in Mexico that probably screw you up at 6 in the morning when you're drunk, but a crocodile in the lagoon probably wasn't on the top of his mind.
Now, there is a legitimate emergency on Whidbey Island this morning that we've been keeping you posted on in the newscast, and we'll cover it again in about 7 minutes. A couple of house fires going on right now on Whidbey Island. Hopefully, the authorities have not been distracted by any of these kinds of calls this morning.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Thursday, May 26, 10:09 a.m., Highway 20. A man just poured a substance into a water bottle. And that brought about a 911 call. Friday, May 27th, 4:06 a.m., Midway Boulevard. A guy just bought some food and is stumbling around. Friday, May 27th, 7:54 a.m., Beeksma Drive. A 911 caller says, "There's a disorderly woman in our shower, and she's cussing and yelling."
They should just set up a substation on Beeksma Drive.
That's one of those hot spots. Sunday, May 29th, 1:19 a.m., 4th Avenue. There are subjects on the street using profanities. Sunday, May 29th, 5:55 p.m., Clipper Drive. A 911 caller says, "There's people around here smoking so much marijuana, it's filling the area with smoke and causing an issue for the neighborhood."
What neighborhood did you say that was?
This is on Clipper Drive. And finally, Thursday, May 26th, 5:53 p.m., Oak Harbor Street. A caller to 911 said he saw 6 juveniles enter the cemetery, and they appear ready to party.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
Because that's where the parties go down, man. The cemetery.
That's it.